Welcome to Vibe With Me High Energy. I'm Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all, and ain't nothing to it but to do it. Let's go.
I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
When I speak about manifestation or manifesting, because I feel that the word is used so effortlessly, and to be honest, it's kind of just thrown around in the spiritual community, but I'm talking about if something spiritual, like your thoughts and your emotions and what you believe, you know, you display that and then it becomes real. It becomes physical. That's manifestation. But you also have to remember that you are always manifesting, you know, good and bad, depending on where you hold or keep your dominant thoughts. So in that sense, you are creating your own reality in this moment, always, always, constantly. So let's get into it. You guys already know the intro. What is up? It's your girl, Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all. Welcome to Vibe With Me High Energy. It's Friday. It's high day. And if this is your first time listening, welcome to the podcast. On this podcast, I talk about raising your levels of consciousness, raising your vibration, changing your thoughts, your beliefs, and your habits, tapping into your imagination, all right, so that you can become more creative and changing your mindset so that you can start thinking about things differently so that you can move differently. So by the title of this episode, you already know I'm going to be talking about creating your own reality and what that means and what you can do to get things popping, okay? So there are a few key words that I would like for you to hold your attention to in this episode, okay? You ready for this? Are you listening? Surrender, resistance, outcome, and attachment. So I'm going to simplify creating your own reality by having you view it as you creating your own experiences, all right? Because essentially that's what it is. So basically what you see, what you think, what you believe, and do, your actions, creates your experiences, which creates your reality. Well, you're probably thinking, Little Miss Know-It-All, define reality. Well, reality is this moment we are in right now. It's not some physical entity. It's not a place, okay? It's the place you experience everything, okay? It's not somewhere you can go, but it's just where you experience everything. It's this moment, okay? And in that reality, you experience things coming and going. You experience positive and negative. And because we're so trained or taught or conditioned to believe that what we see is all that exists, and for most, they can't see beyond that level of consciousness, okay? So their reality remains stagnant. They stay the same. They don't change. So the first thing one must do is change their awareness. You have to change your awareness for the people in the back. Your reality is where you put your focus. Your reality is where you put your focus right now. Okay, we're going to do a little exercise. Right now, I want you to think, okay, and put your focus on your left thumb. Now, if you're driving, of course, all right, don't do that, all right? Just think about your left thumb. You know, don't physically look at it. Just visualize yourself moving it. Now, because you've thought about moving your left thumb, you probably actually did, right? That exercise, kind of explains how things happen first through visualization and then manifest physically. That's the same as you placing your attention in a different reality and creating that experience in this reality. That's sort of where all of that alternate reality or parallel reality stuff comes from. You create that. Your attention or your consciousness have the ability to move infinitely through time, right? So you can think about something that happened 10 years ago, 5 years ago, yesterday, or even what you hope to see happen tomorrow or 5 years from now or 10 years from now. Your mind and your body may be only limited to your surroundings, but your consciousness, your attention can move freely without limits. It can project a million plus infinite possibilities for you. And the first thing you have to do is surrender to that idea. For the people in the back, you have to surrender to the idea of your mind creating other realities for you. Let go of the idea that things will always be the same for you, or that nothing good ever happens to you, or that you don't deserve it. You're not going to expand your consciousness holding on to thoughts you need to let go of. You are just creating more of that. Once you surrender, okay, then you will start to receive differently. You'll start to receive actually what you want. Go back and listen to the episode about surrendering to receive a more elaborate definition of what it means to surrender, because not letting go affects your manifestation. Now, I'll use myself as an example here. All right, for you guys, when I was in the process, and even before, you know, selling my home, I was unsure. I'm just gonna keep it real. I was unsure if that's what I really wanted to do, and fearful of so many other things, okay? Because when you really want something, you create resistance around it for the people in the back. When you really want something, like you really, really want it, you create a resistance around it. But I knew for sure, you know, that's one thing that I knew for sure that I wanted to move. But at the same time, my actions were inactive. I wasn't doing anything to show the universe, show God that I wanted to move. Meaning I was creating this resistance because I really wanted to move, but yet I haven't called the realtor. Okay, yet I haven't bought any boxes preparing myself to move. I haven't searched for another place. Again, that's that inaction. You see, you can't want this other thing if you're still holding on to the old thing for the people in the back. You can't want something new if you're still holding on to something old. Luckily for me, that came into my awareness. I was like, hold on, fam. Hold on. How can I say I want to move, but I'm not doing anything or putting forth any action that shows that I want this thing to happen? You can't get a new job if you haven't filled out an application. You can't dream of winning the lottery all day long. Okay? You can dream. You can dream of winning the lottery all day long, but you can't win if you don't play. Okay, you can dream of being in a healthy relationship, but you keep saying that you love this person and you're staying with the same person, or you keep being the same you, so you keep attracting the same karmic relationships. That's resistance. So you have to surrender one in order to receive the other. Okay, so once I contacted my realtor, okay, things started to move fast. And when I say fast, like, it was quick. Like, the universe was on top of it, okay? Like, literally within less than a week, okay, my home was under contract. Within a month, I was out. That's acceptance and synchronicities. And there were so many. I can think back right now. So many synchronicities that was telling me that I needed to make this move. And yeah, that resistance was still there. But after I called that realtor and we hooked it up, you know, it's that acceptance. Like I said, it's those synchronicities. And you're in divine flow. And so everything just kind of starts to happen the way you want it to happen. I mean, I was packing boxes up to the last day, but I said my farewells to my home. And, you know, I told my home it's been real. You know, I told that city it's been real, but I got to keep moving because I know me. Like, in my life, I know there's more out there, and I got to keep moving towards what I desire. So here's where that keyword outcome comes into play when creating your own reality. And I'll tell you guys right here, right now, my outcome was not what I expected. However, I understand in this moment right now why I need to be where I am. So in my mind, I thought I was going to move to another state. I was going to get it on and pop in and, you know, just start over new. But, you know, Corona had a different plan. God had a different plan. You see, when it comes to outcomes and expectations, understand that most likely it's not going to be exactly what you expected, or it could be that or something better. Either way, the experience will teach you something, okay? Just a reminder to look for the lesson when things don't go as planned. So in your life right now, if things aren't working out the way you planned it, it's time for you to look for the lesson. So it's important to let go of any attachments to the outcome when trying to manifest what you want. So if it's money you're trying to manifest, it doesn't help that you keep focusing on it. Keep worrying about it, wondering why I haven't showed up yet. All right, you've set your intention. Now you have to detach from how you think the money is going to come. Attachment is a lower vibration, and acceptance is a higher vibration for the people in the back. Attachment, fear, holding on to things is a lower vibration. Acceptance, love is a higher vibration. So let that sink into your membranes, all right? The more you trust yourself, the more you trust God, the more you trust the universe, a higher intelligence, whatever you want to refer to it as, the more aligned you become with what you're trying to create in your life. You get attached to an outcome because you are afraid you're not going to get what you want in return. You gotta let that go, that fear. The truth of the matter is that you either don't believe you can get it, or that you don't deserve it. You believe you don't deserve it. When you learn to accept, you know you good either way, okay? Acceptance is real out here, okay? When you learn to accept, you know in your heart that you're good either way it goes. It don't matter. Because basically, you're not worried about it. You're not putting your attention so much on how it's going to come to you. So when it comes down to creating anything, okay? Anything you want in life, you got to put forth the effort. You got to put forth the energy so that the universe can match that energy, okay? You got to make a decision. You can't be indecisive. I've been there. You got to accept what is and let go of what's not serving you. You got to believe. You have to push yourself. You got to know how to be patient. You got to be aware. You got to trust yourself. You got to believe, believe, believe. And imagine who you want to be, how you want to live, because that reality already exists. You created that already. And the universe only reflects back to you the energy that you send out. So I thank you for listening to this podcast episode. Stay listening to the end because I pulled a card from my oracle deck, creating your own reality, okay, involves you being the best you. Trusting yourself, following your heart, and just doing what you love to do. Have a wonderful Friday. Again, listen to the card that comes out that I pull from my Unlock the Magic in Every Day, because there's magic in every single day. It don't matter if you're listening to this on Friday, Sunday, Wednesday, Monday, okay? There's magic in every day, and you can create that. So thank you for listening, and remember to inhale the good shit and exhale the bullshit. Peace. The card of today, and you know what? I love how my angels, my God, the universe works, because this card, I pulled this card after I made this episode. The card that came out today is Never Stop Believing. And remember how I said believe, 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 because you have to believe. So let me read the card to you guys. You can do anything. Build self-confidence and believe in yourself again. It's okay to try and fail. Failing is the only way you truly learn. Making mistakes are necessary to grow. You got this. So just never stop believing in what you can create for yourself. Even if you have to reinvent yourself 100 times over, keep doing that, because the reality that you see physically can always change to the reality that you imagine in your mind, okay? So never stop believing. When you find the time, please visit my Etsy shop, Unlock the Magic Shop, for all things spiritual. On my shop right now, I'm selling 30-day manifestation candles, okay? So you can get your manifestation on. And also, I'm selling my oracle card deck, Unlock the Magic, to help guide you daily, guide your thoughts, guide the way you move, okay? And guide you to a place of forward action, healing, and just realigning with who you truly are. As well as on my Etsy shop, you can find where I do tarot and oracle card readings. On my Etsy shop. I've been doing that for a while now, and I just added that as an added, you know, element of myself. Please check that out, okay? It is www.etsy.com/unlockthemagicshop, and you can find the link in the description of this podcast episode. Thank you. I thank you for listening to this podcast, Vibe With Me, High Energy, with your girl, Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all. Be sure to hit that support button, okay, so I can continue to pump out and provide you with good high vibrational information. Also, Share this podcast with your family and friends on your social media to help me reach a broader audience so that everyone can receive the goodness and the magic created here. Now, here's something new for you all on this podcast. You can now message me. If you have a question, a comment, or just simply want to say hello, hit your girl up at 702-714-7894. Again, that's 702-714-7894. I look forward to hearing from you.